So, I think I've probably talked about this before, but maybe not quite in this particular fashion. Let's lay, though, first a little bit of groundwork. Today is an overcast, a little bit above freezing spring day. Yesterday was actually probably colder, but it was sunny. Whereas today, it's been drizzling off and on. And that, as I've noted in the past, affects certainly my spirits. I found today to be a much slower day, lower energy day than yesterday was. Yesterday was much more pleasant to my way of thinking. Now, walking home from downtown just a little bit ago, I passed by an area, and I catch a whiff of wood smoke. Somebody has a fire in a fireplace or a wood stove going. And it's something that just lifted my spirits right up, which brings me to the point of this particular audio boo. We talk about how we're affected by environmental conditions, and how we react, the gray of today, the dampness of today, that's look and feel. But we don't really ever talk much about the sense that we encounter. And although the look and the feel of today is kind of cruddy, when as I walked by and caught whiffs of that wood smoke, as I say, my spirits just rose. And the sense of smell is one that can be quite evocative, both for good and not so good. There obviously are many wonderful smells, but there are easily as many smells that we don't wish to encounter for whatever reason. I've encountered both good and bad smells today. And I think that's important to remember, that we pay attention to all our senses, try to enjoy everything around us, whether you're just going for your daily life or maybe if you're on a trip somewhere and experiencing a new part of the world. Paying attention to sight is, of course, important. Paying attention to what you hear is important. But don't ignore what you feel, and don't ignore the scents, the aromas that are drifting into your nose. Perhaps our senses of smell aren't as keen as a dog or many, many other animals. But we do smell things, and we are capable of smelling a truly staggering number of things, even if we don't necessarily know what they always are. Enjoy it. And, or if the case warrants, fear it or despise it. I